Now, will you notice what it says? That which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Now, these are different words, it's true, and there are those that believe that it refers to different types of insects, but there's no basis really for that. The palmer worm actually means to gnaw off. And the word locust here, arbade, it means that there are many of them, like an army, and they're migratory. They move as a great swarm. And then the canker worm means just to lick off. And the caterpillar means to devour or to consume. So that you have four words that describe the locust and what he does. Now, he goes forth, the psalmist says, in bands, just like an army. First of all, there are the planes that come over and drop the bombs. And that first onslaught of the locusts, they come through the air. And they actually can denude a tree in just a matter of minutes. And then after the bombs have been dropped by the Air Corps, then the artillery comes through and it destroys every section and leaves great areas devastated. But there's still a lot left. Now the infantry comes along. That's the third group. And they get what has been left. And then you have the mop-up crew that follows after that. And if there's anything left, they're going to get it. And I would say they get less than anyone else. And many of them drop by the wayside. So what you actually have here, you have four words that describe the different bands of the locusts and that they come just like an army. They have no general. They have no king. They have no lieutenants or sergeants. But they move just like an army. And back, well, for 250 years, the island of Cyprus was stripped by locusts. Now, actually, the Israelite was permitted to eat locusts. Back in, I'm not going to turn to the passage, but back in Leviticus 11:22, and they were sent as a judgment from God. But we would put this one in the category of a natural one, and there's nothing like it that they had ever had. I think it was not necessarily a judgment, but a warning to the people. It was a warning to the nation. This is your first writing prophet, the time of Elijah. And Elijah was warning the northern kingdom. And now this man, in a most dramatic manner, Joel is warning the southern kingdom of a judgment that's coming. And he will move from the local judgment. And this has been the method of all the prophets, to move from the local situation into the future. And he'll move it to the day that is coming, the day of the Lord. Now, I do not know that we'll have time today to get to the day of the Lord. I want to give one whole broadcast to that. One of the most misunderstood terms, and yet one of the most important in Scripture. Joel was the first to use it, and he makes it very clear what it is, so that after him, all that the other prophets did, all they had to do was mention it, and they could just call it that day that's coming. And we'll see that a little later on. Now, there's something else that you have here. And I trust that you folk that are above the Mason-Dixon line will forgive me for saying this, but this, my friend, was like Sherman's march through Georgia when a locust plague came. They took everything in sight, and it was a scorched earth policy, denuding everything along the route. Now, may I say to you, as we're going to see later on, this moves into the day of the Lord that begins with the great tribulation period, and I'm running ahead now, of course, but how does the great tribulation period open? It opens with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, a false peace, then war that breaks out, and then after that, there comes the famine. And then there comes the dread horse of death, the pale horse of death. So that you have four here. And I see a tremendous parallel, because during the great tribulation period, It'll not be literal locusts. It'll be something lots worse that's going to ride through not just that land, but through the entire world. And the world will be totally devastated when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth to set up his kingdom. That makes this prophecy very remarkable. Now, we've seen that we have four different classes of the locusts. And by the way, I should say something else. And somebody's rebuked me for using that term, by the way. And they want to know what I mean by it. Well, it's an idiomatic expression that I use when I'm generally changing the subject or backing up and picking up something that I should have said before. And here, I should have said this before. Now, locusts, when you look at them close up, look like a horse. In fact, the German word for locust is hay horse. They look like a horseman. And you have that in the book of Revelation, those horsemen like locusts. And they are unusual locusts, by the way, different. And I said that again. You'll forgive me for using it. It's merely a slang expression, and I trust that you understand I'm not reading a nice little essay here. I'm speaking from the Word of God that I have before me and my notes that I hope you have, and that's all I have before me. And I try to teach from my heart as well as my mind. And some think that I have very little mind in it, but nevertheless, that's what we're trying to do.